Earth and Sky.
We generalize your ability to adapt to new environments, so when you do encounter a new environment, like land on the moon or Mars or an asteroid, you'll be able to adapt to that new environment because you've experienced adaptive challenges in the past through the training that you've received.
You're listening to Jacob Bloomberg, Senior Research Scientist at the NASA Johnson Space Center, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Bloomberg, working with the National Space Biomedical Research Institute, is developing a training system to smooth a difficult transition for astronauts, moving between Earth's gravity to the zero gravity of space and back again. Bloomberg spoke with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson about how his system works.
So what problems do astronauts encounter when they're returning from space to Earth?
Well, astronauts experience a number of different problems. One of the most obvious problems that they do exhibit is changes in balance and gait control. And one of the reasons that occurs is because the brain is adapting to the zero-g environment of space and then needs to readapt to the 1g environment back here on Earth. And while you're going through that adaptive episode, you experience a number of different neurological changes, and one of those changes are changes in your ability to balance. And so how that might look is crew members may have difficulty turning corners, walking straight lines, doing those kinds of things that are fairly easy for us to do here on Earth, but are difficult during this period of adaptive change. Other kinds of things also are evident. They also have problems with perception. For example, if they move their head quickly, they might feel as if they're tumbling over. Or when they move their head, they might also experience like the world is moving against them or they're moving within the world. And so there are all these different perceptual illusions that occur during this period of readaptation to the 1G environment of Earth.
How does the switch between a zero gravity environment and the gravity we experience on Earth impact the astronaut's balance? Like, what's the science behind that?
The brain is very adaptable. It responds to different adaptive challenges and different environments in a really remarkable way. And so when you first encounter the zero-g environment of spaceflight, you need to adapt to that environment. And you do within a few days. You're pretty much moving freely in that environment, pretty much coordinated. And the way that's done is the brain takes all the information from the balance organs of the inner ear, from the eyes, from your tactile receptors, from your stretch receptors, from your muscles, and all that information is reinterpreted or reprogrammed. You've kind of flipped your software to be able to operate in this unique environment. And so you reprogram your internal software to deal with this very unique environment of zero gravity. The only problem is, when you come back to Earth, you need to readapt and you need to recalibrate your software for the 1G environment back here on Earth. And so that's really the key thing. It's really during these periods of adaptive change between going from zero to one and where some of these issues really become prominent.
How long does it usually take an astronaut to naturally adjust or reprogram back to being able to balance normally on Earth?
Well, it really depends upon the length of the flight. We know that for shorter duration flights, like shuttle flights, whose durations are about 10 to 16 days, it takes about 3 or 4 days to return back to normal. For longer flights, typical of our ISS flights, that typically take, that are 6 months in duration, it may take 3 to 4 weeks to return back to normal. So it really depends upon the duration of the flight.
So I understand that you've created a system involving a treadmill and a projection screen to help astronauts adjust back to Earth's gravity better or faster than they would normally or naturally. Can you describe how that works?
What we've designed is we've designed a unique system where we've put a treadmill on a 6 degree of freedom motion base. And what that is motion base similar to what you might see with flight simulators, except a little bit smaller. And what it does, it provides us with an unstable walking surface. So the walking surface, instead of being fixed on a floor, can move in all different kinds of directions, up, down, left, or right, and can yaw, pitch, or roll. And so we can provide a significant challenge to your balance system while you walk on the treadmill. We've integrated a large visual screen in front of the subject, and with that, we can either match it to your walking, or we can also provide unmatched visual information while you're walking.
Okay, so it's kind of like one of those arcade games that you go and, you know, you pretend you're skiing and you can see a...
Yeah, it's very similar to that. If you've been to Disney World, there are a lot of simulator systems out there that you can ride, and you can create a virtual trip in a number of different places. So we're basically engaging some of that technology to try to improve your adaptability, to improve your brain's ability to adapt to a new environment.
So can you tell me a little bit about the science behind the training system? What kind of studies are you basing this off?
Well, the training system is really hinges on this idea of adaptive generalization, or this concept of learning to learn. And what that is you can train the brain to become more adaptable if you're exposed to training that pushes the system in an adaptive way. And so we're taking this basic concept and then applying it for astronaut training. So the basic idea is that instead of giving you the solution to the problem, instead of telling the brain how to adapt to a new environment, we're giving you the capability to do that in a novel way. It's sort of equivalent to, instead of giving you the solution to the math problem, we're giving you a means to solve any type of math problem that's out there. And so the idea here is, on Earth, we can't simulate a planetary environment of a sixth of a G or 3/8 of a G, but we can expose people to sensory challenges that help the brain adapt to new environments. And so we generalize your ability to adapt to new environments. So when you do encounter a new environment, like land on the moon or Mars or an asteroid, you'll be able to adapt to that new environment because you've experienced adaptive challenges in the past through the training that you've received.
So it's just kind of pushing along the adaptability. You're doing it faster than you would normally?
That's right. So what you're trying to do is run up that adaptation curve faster than you would otherwise, so you can go through that transition as quickly as you can.
So does the training system have any applications for people on Earth?
Yes, it certainly does. You know, it really has applications for the elderly. You know, the elderly have increased risk of falling, and we feel that this system could improve balance control in the elderly. In fact, 40% of nursing home admissions are due to falling, so it's an important issue out there. And so what we're interested in doing is applying this particular training system to improve the adaptability of elderly patients. And we looked at a group of elder subjects and had them do this kind of training, the adaptability training, and have found that the training does improve their ability to negotiate an obstacle course after several weeks of training compared to a control group that doesn't receive the training.
I have just one more question, and that's, what's the most important thing that you want to tell our listeners about your research with NSBRI?
Well, I think one of the exciting things about our research is we take basic science discoveries and we apply them in novel ways. And this study's provided us an opportunity to take basic ideas regarding how the brain adapts and brain adaptability and learning to learn and apply it to a new way of training and a new way of training astronauts.
You've been listening to Jacob Blumberg, Senior Research Scientist at the NASA Johnson Space Center's Neurosciences Laboratory in Houston, Texas. Our thanks to the National Space Biomedical Research Institute, innovations for health in space and on Earth. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.